$603 million. That's what a Florida jury just handed down after a counterfeit airbag killed someone. Not a Takata recall airbag. A fake. An aftermarket part that looked right, got installed, and then detonated when it wasn't supposed to. Here's what the industry conversation is missing. Everyone's framing this as a parts quality story. It's not. It's a liability story, and it lands directly on the shop that touched the car last. If you're sourcing non-OEM airbags, curtains, or any other restraint component because an insurer pushed back on the price difference, you need to print this verdict out and tape it to your parts counter. Because when something goes wrong, the insurer isn't standing in that courtroom. You are. The talking heads will say, this is an extreme case. Sure. They're also not the ones writing the check. Look, I'm not telling you to refuse every non-OEM part on every job, but safety systems are a different category. Airbags, seatbelt pretensioners, anything that fires in a crash, that's where you hold the line. Document what you recommended, document what the customer or insurer chose. Cover yourself in writing every single time. And here's the one-liner for your Monday morning meeting. Tell your estimator, the $40 you saved on that airbag inflator is not worth being the defendant in a $603 million lawsuit.